Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Right Owl Politics. It's great to talk to you again. I know I did a bit of a disappearing act. Sorry about that. My day job got in the way. Had a really big trial I had to prepare for. Now that that's over, I'm back and very excited about upcoming episodes and all the news that's happening right now in the U.S., which definitely is going to give us a lot to talk about. So without further ado, let's jump right in. On the show today is Chris Alvarez. As many of you know, he's my husband. He was actually the very first guest on Right Out Politics, so I figure it would be appropriate to bring him back now that we are starting 2021 and recharging our batteries here. And especially since he feels so strongly about free speech, I wanted to get his take on how he feels about big tech censoring and picking and choosing which opinions are on their platforms. I think he has a lot to say, and without further ado, let's jump right in. So, hey Chris, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you.
First guest of 2021. You feel special?
Yes, I do.
So a lot of things have happened since you were last on the show. Trump won. Oops, no. Trump lost the election. Tragedy.
Well, at least that's what the propaganda says.
What did you make of the events of January 6th and that rally that took place at the nation's capital?
I don't agree with the violence, but I understand the frustration. And it does seem it's a really frustrating situation when you feel like your vote doesn't matter, that people hose you out of. Or at least it appears, you know, we still don't have anything conclusive, and it could be that truly that many people voted for Biden, or it could be that there was enough fraud and we just will never know. And there's a lot of politicians bringing up, oh, hey, you can't question our sacred processes and or getting upset at Trump because he's bringing it into question. And it's just like, well, your behavior brought it into the question. The whole thing of, we can't even try to prove that there was fraud because it was so loose, that because you didn't have the internal controls. I mean, to use an audit standpoint or an audit phrase, they didn't implement their internal controls. If we brought in auditors right now, a bunch of CPAs, they would set that process on fire. So I get the resentment. I'm just going to kind of ignore, because right now the person sitting in the White House is a zero to the left. So I'm not really concerned about, I really just, every time they say that name, I just blank out. It's inconsequential.
You mean the imperial president, over 42 executive orders in less than 2 weeks in office? That's kind of impressive. I guess Democrats now fully embrace the concept of a dictator president.
I just want to know who actually put those together, because that wasn't Biden. Once again, Biden's a zero to the left. No one, he's not even coherent enough to string together even a full thought. He three sentences in and he's trailing off and saying all people are you know, the words, stuff like that. The thing is his handlers
are all pretty radical. What do you think of Kamala Harris?
I am disgusted that someone who has fully admitted to smoking marijuana has thrown hundreds of people in jail for marijuana, has done the dirty things that a lot of prosecutors do just to throw people in for nonviolent crimes. And as far as I know, she even threw people in for life. So there are people still in jail for doing the same thing that she did, and she takes pride in that, and she her success is from that.
So what do you think of the historical aspect of her position as VP. First woman, vice president, first minority vice president. What do you think of that?
I just wish it was someone better. I do want to see a woman president. Not her, but I do want to see a woman president.
Hillary?
Even worse.
So, after the January 6th riots, we immediately saw quite an interesting turn of events. We had big tech essentially come in and be big brother and start censoring people on social media to the point that they even shut down the popular social media app Parler, who many say is a conservative alternative to Facebook or Instagram.
Which I don't think is actually the case. I think they're just, they're trying to be free speech, because the thing is you look at where these different technologies come from and what was their purpose. Facebook was just meant to connect people that knew each other. It started off with college, but then turned into family. And so if you want to turn around and say, okay, we've always been a family-oriented company, a family-oriented technology, and so we want to promote family-oriented values, and therefore we're going to censor this, that, and the other. As a private entity, you have every right to do what you want with your private servers and your private technology. But if you want to say, my platform is free speech and I don't care if this person's saying the most horrible thing, I believe in free speech, there should be a platform for that. There truly needs to be a platform where you can say horrible things. Because the solution to bad speech is more speech, not censorship.
But the counterargument to that is that some speech should not be protected because it incites violence. It's a dangerous precedent. So Twitter, Facebook, Instagram banned Trump because they say, oh, well, he's inciting violence. He's inciting an insurrection. He needs to be off our platform.
And because of property rights, they have every right to do that. They, just like Trump's Twitter was never on my phone or never on my Twitter feed. Why? Because I don't have a Twitter feed. I don't have a Twitter account.
Dude, are you like from the 19th century?
That is correct. So
a top hat too?
Yes, and a monocle. So Twitter's use case, Twitter has a use case. It has a target audience that is not me, and that's okay. I don't resent or have really a strong opinion on Twitter, other than I think it's less important than the media likes to make it into.
Believe me, I've tried to market our show on Twitter, and it always seems like I don't have enough characters to express what I want to express. I think I'm just overly verbose for the platform, but I get what you're saying. It's not a good fit for everybody.
It lacks nuance, and it was interesting. I was watching an interview with Jordan Peterson, and he was talking about why he had to step away from the platform, and it was because it's this issue of it's so short form that you can't have a nuanced discussion, or it also kind of inherently encourages you to fly off the handle. Just shoot something out. And I mean, we saw this with Will Smith's son, and he was saying some really weird stuff just because he was just stating whatever happened to be on his mind. And a teenage boy, I don't know if he was high or not. He could have been stone cold sober, but just having funny thoughts and just put it out there. So he does that. Then Trump does Kavivif, or whatever that was, which I just thought was funny. But there has been things that the media has been able to blow a lot of things out of proportion, and especially Trump. simply because Twitter seems to inherently encourage an odd thought without context and not allow you to provide context.
So take the pin out, throw the grenade, and keep it under the character count.
I guess you can say that. I don't know, but that's why I wouldn't use it, is because I don't have 200 character thoughts.
Now, I know you're not a lawyer, but common sense. Do you think the impeachment of a former president is constitutional? And for those not following, it's just the House is proceeding with impeachment articles against Trump, even though he's
not. The House or the Senate?
Well, the House impeaches, the Senate holds trial.
I thought the House already impeached.
They did.
Okay.
So they proceeded with impeachment articles, and now the impeachment managers, as they call the House impeachment managers, will be making their case in the Senate. So.
Oh, okay. So they only said that they will begin the process, but they haven't finalized.
No, they already finalized the articles of impeachment.
So is it with the Senate?
The Senate holds the trial.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is it with the Senate yet?
Yes.
Okay.
So my question is, do you think it's constitutional to impeach a former president?
The Constitution only states that you can impeach, or it doesn't. The Constitution is vague, and it's intentionally vague. So this is one of those things where law is supposed to clarify either written law or common law. So we're going to get to a point of either the Supreme Court's going to decide this, or I don't know if there already is legislation that says yes or no.
I don't even actually think it's the Supreme Court. I actually think the 45 Republican senators that voted is saying that this action was unconstitutional. I think that already gives you a preview of how the trial will turn out. They need over a dozen Republicans to be on board in order to impeach him. I don't think they have the votes.
I feel like this is of little consequence anyways. All this is going to do is make it so that he can't technically have a presidential library. I mean, oh, yippee. We've prevented our children from entering the Donald J. Trump presidential library.
What a shame. It was going to be huge.
And lined with gold.
Yes.
So I just feel like that's such a non-consequence at this point. Like, this is one of those things where they're wasting time, but I'm actually happy that they're wasting time, because remember, any time they're wasting on this nonsense that's going to go nowhere, do anything, even if they 100% impeach the ever-living crap out of him, and they can impeach him twice and even maybe a third time, and it'll be of so little consequence that it doesn't matter. But hey, at least they're not taking all that time to infringe on our rights.
I think it's more about how they actually fear him. They fear his power, and they're trying to make sure that he's completely eliminated from the political sphere. But I think at this point, they're creating, Trump, the man, the legend at this point, because it's petty. Man is no longer in office. If you really think that he's ineligible for the office, again, take him out of the ballot box like you did last time.
But does impeachment actually mean that? Does the Constitution say you're not allowed to be, say, a senator or something else if you've been impeached?
Just says that you'll be removed from office.
Okay.
Because not only the president can be impeached, other officers can be impeached as well. Judges can be impeached, for example.
And so does impeachment mean that people can't vote you right back in?
It's supposed to prevent you from holding that office again.
Supposed to. But does the Constitution say you cannot?
We've never had a president successfully impeached.
So
Or I should say successfully impeached and removed from office.
Yeah. So, and we still won't, because they can impeach him 3 or 4 times at this point, and it's going to be of no consequence.
He's just a guy from Florida at this point.
I guess the other thing is like, oh, I guess they want to take away his Secret Service protection. Like, the guy can't afford his own security?
This whole thing is petty.
Yeah, well, I...
What did you think of the fact that he basically tendered his letter of resignation from the Screen Actors Guild?
Well, you read me the quotes, and it's absolutely hilarious. I don't know why he was a member of the Screen Actors Guild, but I think it's funny. I mean, if I was a part of a group arbitrarily, and then they say, we expect you to resign, sure, I'll resign. And while I'm at it, I might as well resign epically.
Yeah, it was kind of an epic Trump rant. What is your biggest concern at this time with the state of how the country is right now?
The media. The thing that concerns me is one of two things happened to create this election. It's possible that there might have been enough fraud with mail-in ballots and this and the other that maybe that was enough to sway things. Maybe it wasn't. With the amount of turnout we had, if that's not the case, then that means that the media was able to come together. And they were actually able to create the effect of repeat a lie enough times and people believe it. And it just got repeated so many times. And it even got to the point that Fox started repeating it. They started repeating the lies over and over again. And just staring at it in awe and then finding out that, well, it was effective. So
is media more of a threat than government?
I wouldn't put it that way. I would say the problem, the media is a concern because, remember, the manufacturer of consent. The media can cause us to go to war. They can cause us to not go to war. They can cause, you know, one person to win over another. Arguably, the media, by accident, elected Donald Trump originally because they just kept covering it because they thought if they covered it and said, see how bad this guy is, they didn't realize they were giving him free advertisement. But the problem is once again, they repeated the same lies for 4 years straight, blamed him for coronavirus, stuff like that, and people eventually bought it. And it just became the common narrative.
Do you think that the Republican Party can exist without Trump policies?
Well, I think he's going to exert influence regardless. I'm not sure about Trump policies. I think he's going to exert influence with the time he has now. He might as well start influencing Republican elections. So, and I'm sure that's what he's doing. Now, my hope is that he starts his own media company because somebody has to start competing against CNN and Fox and MSNBC. It's really hard. It's getting harder to actually get to somebody who, I understand they're all biased. And if Trump makes TNN, Trump News Network, I'm not going to say that's unbiased. I know it's biased as hell. But at least I can look at, there's this bias, and then I can compare it to, say, CNN and try to make an analysis from there.
So choose your propaganda, choose your flavor.
No, it's what scares me is when all the propaganda is the same. If everyone has a different bias and they're all speaking from their own bias, I right now am speaking from my own bias. I am, and I admit that. And I appreciate it when somebody comes forward and says, okay, this is what I know is fact, and then here is my opinion about it. And they make it a point to separate fact from opinion. But the media, I continuously see them state opinion as fact and then get mad at you if you do not accept their opinion as fact. And they're starting to come together, and they're starting to all come together and agree on these air quote facts. And it's scary. It's scary because one of the things that people get this weird divide between the right and the left is like, oh, big government scary versus big corporations. And it's like, no. Any single organization, whether it's a corporation or a government, when it has too much power, will begin to oppress you. A corporation is just as capable of being Big Brother as the government.
Well said. So, Chris, thank you so much for coming on the show. And we'll talk to you soon.
Yay.
So, guys, thanks for tuning in to Write Out Politics. I think the biggest takeaway from today's episode is the world is upside down. We already knew that, but it's not getting any better. And we need to be paying attention. We need to be vigilant. Those of us on the conservative side of the political spectrum, we need to be continued engagement in the political process needs to be our priority, because if we just disconnect because we don't like what's happening now in the world, we will be disengaged from the process and we will not have a voice. And that is precisely what a lot of people don't want conservatives to have now, as a voice. They're trying to shut us down permanently. So continue listening to news, educating yourself, listening to podcasts like this. And even if you disagree with some of the positions expressed on this show, at least you're aware of what's happening, and that's okay. And to my friends on the left, come on, guys. You guys used to stand up for free speech. Why are you censoring speech? Because you disagree with it? Let's have a debate. Let's not get into this old-timey type of situation where we're trying to shut each other down Soviet and fascist style. No, we should have evolved from that. And we did as a country for many years, and that those were American values, free speech, the free-flowing exchange of ideas. Why is that not something you left stand up for anymore? That's something you need to ask yourself. So guys, thanks for listening. I'm so happy to be back. And as always, I thank you for giving me a bit of time to listen to my show, listen to my thoughts. And I always enjoy your comments and messages. So thank you for those. And to everybody who was asking, yes, I'm okay. Just had to take a bit of a break for my day job. But thank you so much for reaching out and making sure that everything was okay. Remember, we're on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you hear your podcasts. We're also on Instagram at Write Out Politics. So follow us there. Thank you so much. And we'll talk to you soon.